Conference Notes. Here are some great stories and pictures from the October 2013 General Conference. What were your favorite stories? More than just words. When Elder L. Tom Perry was 11, his primary teacher helped the boys in his class get ready to receive the priesthood and graduate from primary. As a reward for memorizing all 13 articles of faith, she let them choose a place for a special outing. The boys and their teacher hiked to the top of a rocky hill to cook hot dogs and roast marshmallows. Their teacher told the boys that she was proud of them for memorizing the articles of faith. She also said that they should learn more than just the words. Then she taught them a lesson about what the articles of faith mean. This experience inspired Elder Perry to study the gospel as he grew up. See the doctrines and principles contained in the Articles of Faith from the priesthood session. You can do it now. One day when President Dieter F. Uchtdorf was skiing with his grandson, he hit an icy spot and crashed on the slope. He kept trying to stand up, but he couldn't. Finally, his grandson came over, took him by the hand, and said firmly, "Opa, you can do it now." Thanks to his grandson's confidence and encouragement, President Uchtdorf was able to stand up right away. President Uchtdorf said that sometimes when we make mistakes, we feel sad or frustrated. But we should always have hope. We are stronger than we realize. We can always get back up and choose to follow the Savior. See, you can do it now from the priesthood session. Choosing the church. Sister Bonnie L. Oscarson's great-grandmother was named Isabel. When Isabel was 12 years old, she was hired as a servant by a rich family. Not only did she get paid for her work, she also received dance lessons, beautiful clothing, and trips to the theater with the family. When the family decided to move away 4 years later, they asked if they could adopt Isabel. This would mean Isabel could have nicer things and her family would have more money. However, it would also mean that Isabel would not be raised in the church. Isabel's mother decided that Isabel should stay with her family, even though they were poor, so that she could be raised in the church. Sister Oscarson said she was grateful for this decision because now Isabel's descendants are members of the church. See Be Ye Converted from the Sunday morning session. Keeping our spirits strong. When he got home from his mission, Elder Richard J. Maines joined a college basketball team. The coach wanted his players to be in shape for the season. Before they were allowed to touch a basketball, each player had to run through the hills near the school in a certain amount of time. It was so hard, Elder Maines thought he was going to die. But after weeks of training, he was finally able to beat the time the coach set as a goal. Elder Maines said that just like we have to work hard to get into good physical shape, we have to work hard to get into good spiritual shape, too. We keep our testimonies strong by studying, learning, and living the principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ. See the strength to endure from the Sunday morning session. End of Conference Notes. Read by Kate Strongen.